I really don't know what to think. I mean, I have friends who are passionately on one side or the other, and I must say, this is sometimes, I think it's sort of the downside of an integral consciousness. I kind of believed the last thing I read. They all sounded so sincere and, like they really believed what, if Dylan Farrow is, the recipient of implanted false beliefs, let us say that she believes them. There's no question about that. But we see how this is, even Ken talked about this in our call a couple weeks ago. We mentioned this on the Integral Living Room call, that one of the great achievements and really advances in the last 10 years is this realization of brain plasticity. How easy it is for the brain to believe things, how it is for people, for the brain to unbelieve things, to change things, to really rewire itself. And that our brains and our, consciousness is not as solid as we think. And that, I think, leads me, at least, to, I think, a really good teaching in integral spirituality. And it comes out of the Buddhist tradition. And that is just the concept of don't know mind. The quality of mind that is okay with not knowing the truth about a situation. And I think this Woody Allen and Dylan Farrow situation is just a perfect way to practice this. Because we see the passionate, very logical, convincing arguments on both sides. If I were on a jury, I'd have to make a decision, and I'd probably have to let them off because, I think there is a shadow of a doubt. So, this don't know mind, this position of watching the brain and the mind's propensity to want to grip around a particular story or a particular outcome or a particular opinion. I mean, that's what our brain wants to do. And so we observe that. And we see that there's actually a position to take where we just let everything be. And we don't have to add to the grip that has gripped so many other people or may have gripped us in a less enlightened state, you might say. And then what this does in the Buddhist tradition is that then it opens us up to have compassion. This is, what Buddhists are always going for is that we want to be able to walk in other people's shoes. This is the Tonglen style of meditation where we exchange self for other as a practice. We just sit and breathe warmth into another being's psyche or heart. And so we do that. And we can, in a meditative practice, breathe goodwill or breathe relief or the easing of suffering to all children who are being abused. And this is a way of actually feeling in and, realizing the essential oneness that we have with people who are in this kind of a situation. And then we breathe some relief to the pedophile, the person who is gripped by this dangerous and destructive, pernicious perversion, and how difficult that must be. And so we feel for the predator. We feel for the person who is falsely accused. We feel for the person who is protecting their child. I think a novel and more advanced style of dealing with these kinds of conundrums, which we run into in our, the Woody Allen thing is just a family situation writ large. We look at our own families or our extended families and the people who are accusing and the people who are being accused and the horrible things that happen in families. And to have a practice where we can hold the whole catastrophe in a loving and more easeful heart is an actual contribution that we can make to the world. It actually matters. It's like Ken says, thoughts are things. And the thoughts we think and the opinions we have and the way we close and open our hearts actually matters in the morphogenetic grooves that are being laid down in the cosmos. So we want to be careful. When you know that your thinking and your opinions and what you say actually matters in the cosmic picture, then you just naturally want to be as careful and enlightened as possible. So that's the message and lesson I get from this otherwise tragic and, really sad affair that has gotten so much attention.